Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco. Steve is the Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org, organization I encourage you to check out and support. He's just the work he has done has just been fascinating to watch. And Steve, I'm at once admire you and appreciate the work you're doing. And at the other on the other side, I'm envious because I know you're having fun.
True enough. Thanks.
It's hard work, but you're plowing some ground nobody's ever plowed before.
We are, and it's funny. We're reaching back 225 years to the beginnings of our Constitution as the basis for making the claims and for feeling confident. This is the right path for our country. That the states themselves cannot trample on businesses and citizens in other states who have no presence there.
Tell the audience,
I feel like we're going to win in the long run.
Tell the audience the essence of NetChoice, and then you and I are going to get into a little debate.
Yeah, NetChoice is a trade association, an e-commerce company. Our mission is to make the internet safe for free enterprise and free expression. Our members are companies from AOL, eBay, Facebook, and Google, and Yahoo, Expedia, and most of the leading internet companies based in the USA.
And but also, I mean, the things that Steve has done to be part of the global leadership, like, for example, with the migration of ICANN from ultimate ownership of the United States to this to becoming a global consortium, so to speak. That's my word, not Steve's. He has a better one, I'm sure. But I want to focus this segment again, like we did in the last segment, on this the sales tax issue, internet sales tax, and it's become a heated battle, a pitched battle. It's hotter than it's ever been. It's and therefore more complicated and harder for regular folks to understand. But your position is, establish your position that you've been consistent about with regard to internet sales tax.
That no state tax collector can reach across his border to any business anywhere in the country to impose taxes and audits based on selling through the mail or orders taken over the phone or over the internet. We believe that only a physical presence in that state can subject that citizen or business to the reach of a tax collector. And we've got 200 years of federal jurisprudence on our side, and we're trying to maintain that.
200 years before there was an internet, these laws were in place, weren't they?
Catalogs and so on.
Mr. Sears made his living that way.
Right. And Sears had stores in every state. So if you have a store and a catalog or a website, you have to collect in every state. This is why Walmart.com collects in every state. Same is true of BestBuy.com and Target.com.
Right.
They have stores in the state, so they've supplemented the website. And, Jim, this is why 24 of the top 25 fee retailers already collect sales tax for nearly every state with a sales tax.
And so here's the thing, though. Let's point this out. So this is where the debate begins, because I'm gonna take the position of Main Street retailers who have little or no retail business, e-commerce business, and so they're getting beaten by the e-tailers who are getting not only are making it easier for customers, which is their right to do, but they're also getting an advantage because they're not having to charge taxes. So someone is sitting at home around the corner from a Main Street e-tailer, and they're saying, okay, I can get this at the same price around the corner from Billy Joe Bob and Lorene's shop. I can go get it right now, but if I order it, I don't need it till tomorrow, and Amazon will deliver it, and they won't charge me this $20 in tax. And so I'm going to buy from Amazon. What do you say to those people?
That's ancient history. Amazon collects sales tax for
I was a bad example. Let's use some other company that doesn't have a nexus in that state.
Yeah, so a small business in another state who happens to be a specialist in that particular item. And if, in fact, that is a lower price just because of the sales tax, then the situation you described is really unfortunate for that Main Street retailer around the corner.
That's right.
And yet, that little sad story is counterbalanced by the fact that every time Amazon added a new state to collect sales tax, their sales went up, not down. The people are not actually shopping online to avoid sales tax. They go online for the incredible choice that they can find and the convenience of not having to go to the store. And it's the value, the lower prices. And when sales tax gets added in or not at the end of your shopping cart, that turns out to have no statistical significance in people's shopping. Yeah,
right. When you have those statistical numbers, though, those examples, Steve, that's fine for your arguments, but it's not fine for Billy Joe, Bob, and Lorraine, who are not statistics. They're real people.
Yeah, they're right. And when they're real people, I'd love to have Billy, Bob, and Lorraine in front of me right now, and I'll ask them, how's your business faring when Walmart and Best Buy moved into Main Street? And the answer will be that they got crushed.
Well, I think they can beat that person. I think they can beat Walmart. I believe small business. I mean, I know a lot of small businesses that have done just fine when Walmart came into town, but when somebody has an advantage on the sales tax. I mean, I just think there's a disadvantage for a lot of Main Street businesses who have to collect sales tax, and if they're paying the freight for their state, for those customers in that state to be able to enjoy services, and the company that's selling them stuff from out of the state are not paying the freight.
Well, that company out of state doesn't use any of those services,
but their customers
do.
That's
the whole point. And the customers owe a use tax on anything for which they didn't pay a sales tax.
But they're not going to pay that. You and I know that.
Jim, the total amount of uncollected sales tax on internet sales is less than 0.5% of total state and local tax revenue.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk about something completely different. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.